USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee announced he signed a subpoena to be delivered to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken for documents related to the deadly August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Michael McCaul has launched an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan under President Biden's watch. New Jersey Congressman Josh Geithheimer is demanding change as the U.S. Postal Service reports a major spike in identity fraud.
The Postal Service reported a 167% increase in the number of fraudulent address changes between 2020 and 2021.
The report said case of change of address fraud and attempted identity theft jumped from nearly 9,000 cases in 2020 to more than 23,000 cases of fraud in 2021.
Gottheimer says a criminal typically changes the victim's address with the Postal Service and redirects their mail to a different location, leading to identity theft. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Senate staffer was stabbed in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, according to Senator Rand Paul. Paul thanked the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions. 42-year-old Glenn Neal was arrested and charged with assault with the intent to kill in connection to the attack. Federal Bureau of Prison records show that Neal, after 12 years in prison, was released from incarceration on Friday, the day before the stabbing. A train belonging to Canadian Pacific, consisting of 70 cars transporting hazardous materials, derailed late Sunday night in North Dakota, approximately 1 mile southeast of Windmere in Richland County. That's southwest of Fargo. According to the report, 31 of the 70 cars derailed, and some were found to be leaking petroleum used in production of asphalt. No injuries have been reported. Officials say the cold weather solidified the leaked material, which transformed it into a gel. Thanks for listening, my friend. This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A study published this week found a connection between having strong friendships and better physical health outcomes.
Positive social interactions were found to decrease blood pressure and heart rate and increase a person's ability to cope with stress. Negative interactions, however, had an even stronger adverse effect on the body. The study's author said it's these ups and downs that can have the strongest impact. One researcher stressed the importance of scheduling time with friends and providing mutual support in times of trouble. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Just minutes before the start of their trial, two men instead decided to plead guilty in connection with the cheating scandal during a fishing tournament in Cleveland, Ohio last year. 43-year-old Jacob Runyon and 36-year-old Chase Kaminsky each admitted to charges of cheating. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley.
So it was critical that we accounted for both the attempted theft of the $30,000, as well as getting their fishing license suspended, along with the forfeiture of that fishing boat.
Flags will be at half-staff this week to honor the victims in the Nashville, Tennessee school shooting yesterday.
President Biden has ordered U.S. flags at the White House and all other federal buildings to be flown at half-staff to honor the victims of Monday's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. It's in effect through Friday at sunset. Three kids and three adults were killed when the shooter opened fire at the Covenant Presbyterian School. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.